Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to the injury segment with Doc O'Brien from Special Surgery. Doc, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Let me get to my list of guys. We just found out, Doc, that Bradford won't play again this week. Suspicious for me, and I just talked to Peter Schrager, who does the – and just he's there because he does the games for Fox. He does the sidelines.
Right.
And he said – he told them that there's nothing structurally wrong, the coach told him, but he's just got too much pain. This is 13 days after the – 14 days after it. Now, he shouldn't have that kind of pain 2 weeks later, right?
No, he's got a big problem, Mike. And the big problem, he's had two previous ACLs on this left knee. And they said, oh, it's a good thing it was a non-contact injury. But there's only two things that can cause a non-contact injury. One is if they have a loose knee and it shifts on them and it gets bruising in the bone. Or they have some arthritis, and now the arthritis, the fluid's seeping into the bone. Now, that's a big problem because you can't inject that. They injected him during the week. He didn't get much relief, and I know he's going on to see Jimmy Andrews. So this is a big problem.
Uh-oh.
Because it's inflammation in the bone, Mike, and it's
right.
Not something you can suck out if you inject him. It's like if you had a bruised heel, Mike, and you can't put weight on it, there's nothing to suck out. So he could be on the shelf for a while.
Oh, now, wow. That kills him. He looked so good the first game, too.
Yeah,
too
you know
bad.
What it is, though?
Yeah.
It's about pain tolerance. But when you have bruising in the bone like that, they just can't bear the weight. And it's his front leg when he throws. So.
It's terrible. I had it, so that's terrible. You know, it's terrible. Painful as heck, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
So the thing is, I think, you know, it looks like some trouble. And the bottom line is, they may have to put him non-weight-bearing for a while. That's the only thing that get him better quickest.
Wow. So now that becomes a big issue. I thought he was going to play this week. Everyone did. They said he practiced yesterday, then today he couldn't stand. I mean, so.
Well, you know what happens is some of these guys, Mike, who have previous surgery have some mild arthritis in their knee and it kicks up and they think, okay, we'll give an injection, we'll calm it down, he'll play this week. But if it's in the bone, there's nothing you can do. You can't suck it out, the injection doesn't reach it. So it's a problem.
Let me get to Beckham, Doc. This far in, you've been dead on about it the whole way. You saw him Monday night, limited. He played 33 out of 55 snaps. He clearly wasn't explosive, as you said he wouldn't be. Where do you think he'll be this week?
You know, it's too bad. He could have been 100% this week. If you saw him, he didn't run any long routes. Everything was an underneath route. He caught four balls. I watched him. He didn't limp. But a lot of times with a high ankle sprain, you don't limp because it's not unstable. But I don't think he did himself a great service. I think the thing is, as I said before...
You think he'll be worse now this week?
No, I don't. I think he'll be marginally better, but I think he could have been 100%
of
the set out.
If he
he's
set,
the kind
okay.
of kid, as I've been saying all along, this kid likes to be out there. So it is the kind of kid you have to hide his helmet. And I think he'll probably be closer, maybe 80%, but he's not going to be 100%. He said this week it's still not 100%.
So you think if he had sat last week and not practiced and played, you think he could have been much better this week?
Absolutely.
Then they missed up. They did.
You know what? It's hard to keep this kid off the
field. I know it is. And they need him. He's so important. I understand. I understand the lore. It's Monday night. They lost the first game. I understand all the reasons. Completely understand. You know, the idea of wanting to get him on the field. Plus, he wants to play in the worst way, which you understand. Cam Newton, Doc, he doesn't have Olsen, who's on the shelf. Now he has this right shoulder and an ankle. Plus, we know he's not a great thrower to begin with. What do you see with Cam Newton right now?
Well, you know what's a problem, Mike, is that he had shoulder surgery in the offseason, and his problem is his ball sails on him. And that's what ended my college career. I had something wrong with my shoulder, and he can't come through, so he'd become inaccurate. It's not a pain issue, his right shoulder. It's going to be an accuracy
issue.
He
missed guys so badly last week, it was ridiculous.
Mike, when I used to try to throw because I had a dislocating biceps, when I would throw, the ball would just sail on me. I couldn't come through. And I think he's got some of that same problem. And the problem is accuracy and speed. The ankle's not a big deal. I looked at the film. He had a low ankle sprain. Now, interestingly, he had ankle surgery a year or two ago for ligaments on the outer side. This is on the inner side. That won't be a big issue, although I don't think you'll see him running much.
Yeah, they don't want him to run anymore. They want him to try and stay in the pocket, but if he's not going to throw it well, it's going to limit them, that's for sure. Plus, he lost his best target because he lost Olsen for a while, so that hurts too. All right, let's go to the Dolphins and Jay Ajayi with his knee.
Okay, so they're milking along an arthritic knee here. He dropped down. He would have been a first round pick when he came out, and he went down to the fifth round. The reason that happens, he had an ACL injury and he's got some arthritis. And what's happening is they're kind of milking him along now. As opposed to Bradford, it's probably not in the bone, and the shot will probably give him some relief. And if you rest him, he'll be okay on Sunday. That's the way you treat kind of an arthritic knee. I think he'll be out there. The problem won't be whether he's out there now. It'll be how fast he is. But I think he's played through this for a couple of years, so I think he'll probably be okay. He practiced towards the latter end of the week, and I think he'll be out there.
All right, a couple of guys who we're talking with Doc O'Brien as we do, Dr. Steve O'Brien with the injuries. Now, a couple of guys who we seem to always be talking about that are on this list all the time. They'll probably be there all year, and they're critical guys. Gronkowski, they first thought he was badly hurt. They thought he had hurt his back in the New Orleans game. They didn't put him back in. They were romping. And now we find out it was just a simple groin. Nothing seems to be simple with Gronkowski. What about him?
I think it's simple. You know, guys, especially tight ends and interior linemen, can play with the groin injuries. I don't think it's any big deal. You know, he's had back surgery, which has taken him out in the past, so that was a scare. But I don't think this groin is any big deal. I think I think he'll be out there and be himself out there.
How about Amendola and his knee?
Well, I can't find, Mike, anywhere what the diagnosis was.
Okay.
But he was in a concussion protocol, which he was cleared from, but It's got to be minor. He practiced. He's, you know, I think he's full go.
All right. And Jordan Reed is critical to the Redskins, and he is back on the list. He seems to always be on there now with sternum and rib problems.
Well, here it's a sternoclavicular joint injury, and that's a mouthful. But if you think of an AC joint, which is closer to the shoulder, the collarbone is attached to the sternum by something called the sternoclavicular joint. It's only serious if it gets dislocated backwards. It can be a dangerous situation. He just sprained that. He'll be okay. His big problem is he's beat up. He's got a turf toe injury, which put him out of the preseason. He's had five concussions, you know, from college and the pros. You know, unfortunately, looks almost like poor Mark Bavaro with just getting beat up here.
And the guy is a tremendous player, too.
Yeah, but he'll be able to play with this. This will hurt him when he lands on it, but it won't change anything else.
And, Doc, let me bring you into this, since you've been around football as long as you have, and obviously the doctor that you are. And I tell folks that Doc was with the Giants for many years, 15 years he worked with the Giants, and he was a quarterback in college, and he's at special surgery. But to have the report yesterday, to find out that a guy who played 38 games in the NFL had the most severe case of CTE trauma yet diagnosed, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that it's a big problem, number one, but so much more pervasive outside of football, as you know, because we did that show. I mean, in college, in the NCAA, the number one.
He played 40 games in college, and he played only 38 in the pros as a tight end, and obviously a very good offensive player, but only that many games, and was one of the most severe cases of CTE trauma yet on diagnosis.
You know what, Mike? The big problem is we can't see it coming. There's no good diagnostic test. They are working very hard. A lot of research being done so that you can.
So do you think eventually they will be able to do it in a living person? You do think so, right?
Yeah, they're getting closer to getting a sense of how bad it may be and then giving some predictive value, but they're not there yet. There's a ton of research being done how to identify this early. There was a kid, Mike, from Ohio State that committed suicide 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
From CTE. So this is not the domain of just the pro football.
No, it happens to guys who play just college, too, no question.
Mike, football in the NCAA reports on concussions, football is number four. Wrestling was number one.
Yes. Yeah, unbelievable.
So I think we have to just stop thinking of this as a football deal. I mean, soccer's higher.
So we have to think of this as an offshoot of all concussions, right?
Right. It's a public health issue. It can be from heading a soccer ball. It could be from wrestling. It could be from a lot of things. But we need to accelerate the diagnostic end of this thing, no question.
All right. That's something we'll get into in the future. Thanks, Doc, very much. Have a good weekend.
Mike, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Dr. Steve O'Brien on his injury segment, which people can't get enough of. They love it. I hear that feedback all the time from that because he does a great job, and he also understands football very well. So it's a very good combination. So there's what you think about Beckham and everything else going forward. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.